Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. For at least the past decade, sustainability has become a big focus for the business world, and in particular towards packaging that is easier to recycle. Our next guest company recently came up with one such invention that won them the 2020 Innovation Sustainability Award. Ben Moore is founder and CEO of T-Form Packaging, and he joins us now by phone from his company's headquarters in Williamston, South Carolina. Ben, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
Congratulations on this award.
Thank you.
Tell us a little bit more about the company and what you guys do and how the company got started.
T-Form Packaging, we started about 5 years ago. We kind of really focused on companies that had very short design cycles. So medical companies, automotive companies, companies that have products that have a very short life cycle, and then they would try to make a revision, which meant that they needed packaging very frequently. So we started with that. Historically, it's been plastic packaging, but we also do paper as well.
This is a competitive business. Is this something that you are already in?
So my background is in aerospace and engineering and product development. We came up with the backbones of this really started around a machine shop and the ability to do tooling very quickly. And then we rolled that into a very targeted industry, which was packaging.
And you know, one of the biggest packaging companies in the world is located right here in South Carolina. Any worries about competition from them, Sunoco Products?
So we're really aware of them. I think they were actually one of the finalists in this award as well. So far, we play nice and work well together. They're really big at Clemson University, and we also do a lot with Clemson as well in terms of testing and trying to launch new products. So far, we play really well together.
All right. Well, let's talk about this particular product that won this award for you, and it appears to be like an easier-to-recycle type of bubble wrap.
Yes, that's correct. So there's a couple, about 10 billion or so linear feet of bubble wrap made every year. A lot of that cannot be recycled because recycle centers struggle when they try to basically grind up a film, and bubble wrap is a plastic film at the end of the day. So kind of like trash bags or anything else, it will gum up the recycling centers. We tried to tackle that problem and try to build something that was a better sustainable method. We came up with the ability to essentially make bubbles into paper that really makes a one-for-one replacement for bubble wrap. And because it is paper, it's completely recyclable at your curbside, at your office or home. It's also biodegradable and compostable.
Can't you take bubble wrap? You said it's a film. It's like a plastic grocery bag. Can't you take that to the recycling boxes that take recyclable plastic bags?
Some of those can take a plastic film, but a lot of that still ends up in a landfill. A lot of companies are trying to do returnable style packaging or pickup locations. But in the end, instead of that going to a recycling center, it actually gets bundled up and still dropped off into landfills.
Of course, you'd had to keep it cost competitive too, right?
That's correct. So the one big thing is right now we're about one for one in terms of cost as well as performance. And we have some added benefits when it comes to cold chain packaging. So we can actually wrap up items that are hot or cold and maintain a better temperature compared to just regular bubble wrap.
And so tell us what have been your challenges to create this particular product?
The first couple of challenges that we had was really in the processing of the paper and to put bubbles that would be substantial in the paper itself that would provide not only cushioning properties for mechanical protection, but also like little pockets of air for thermal protection. So we're trying to do a really nice new age style material that could perform both for mechanical protection and thermal. The processing of that and building the machinery to make that was really just the main engineering hurdle there.
And was this a product you were able to patent?
Yes, we have a couple of different patents around it. Some is in the utility of the paper itself, and then we're doing design patents for independent use cases. A lot of this can be used for more than just a bubble wrap replacement. It can be used in a mailer or a grocery bag type of application. So we're actually patenting the design on this product for a lot of different use cases.
Well, Ben, once again, congratulations on this award, and thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Thank you.
Ben Moore is founder and CEO of T-Form Packaging, and he spoke to us by phone from his company's headquarters in Williamston, South Carolina. We will have a link to the company posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to our podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.